live across Ballarat, it's the Power Brekkie Show.
Josh and Maddie here on the Power FM Brekkie Show, chatting to Samantha from Married at First Sight.
Morning, Sam.
Hey, guys.
How are you going at the moment? You know, watching the show back, it's all a bit intense. What's been happening?
Look, reliving it back has not been the nicest experience. Yeah, you definitely pick up on your own flaws, and I'm the first to admit that I'm not perfect, but, emotions are running high, and, yeah.
So, I'm going to go back to when you first applied for the show. Was it a bit of a joke? Did you ever think you would actually get on? Talk us through your process.
There's absolutely no way I thought I'd get on. My audition, my very, very first one, was with a glass of wine and my dressing gown on, so... Look, it was a six-month process of not knowing if you were going to get on, and then when you finally did find out you were getting on, you didn't know who the hell it was going to be with, or, you know, if you were going to be stitched up, or if it was going to be somebody that, you know, you could have a fairy tale ending with. So before you even go on the show, your emotions are running high.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you found out that you were going to be on the show, was there any hesitation, like, oh, should I have done this? Should I go through with this? Was there any kind of doubt in your mind?
Yeah, look, I mean, I went on there. I was definitely not naive when I decided to, you know, go through with it. I knew that it was not going to be easy, and I knew that I could be, you know, portrayed terribly, or it could work in my favour. But do you know what? At that point, I was kind of so ready to find love, and I thought, wow, this opportunity has fallen in my lap. I'm going to give it a red hot crack.
Yeah. Speaking of people getting portrayed differently, do you think that anyone on the show has been edited to a different way to what you perceived them as originally?
Yeah, it's funny because I think everyone is exactly like what you're seeing on TV in real life. So I think we've all been we've been portrayed very true to who we are. You know, I had a bit of a doozy episode at the dinner party, and I didn't like that side of my personality, and I think that was me trying to, you know, protect myself in that situation. But that is who I am, and I got highly strung, and that was my emotions. And yeah, I was portrayed all very much myself.
So you think that if anyone comes out with these excuses of, oh, it was the editing that did it, you're just going to call BS on it?
Yeah, I'll call BS on it. I mean, yeah, sure, there's parts that don't get shown. I mean, I didn't see Cam for a whole week before that dinner party. I was sitting in a hotel room by myself, and I only heard from him the day before the dinner party. But at the end of the day, I still knocked down the opportunity to see him before, and it's definitely what happened. It's just some bits are missing, and yeah, I think it's BS if anyone goes, yeah, no, it's a poor edit or all that sort of shit.
Were you finding it interesting to see others' relationships play out, and maybe you didn't get to see that in person?
Yeah, I mean, we're all getting to know so much more about each other, because before this has gone to air, we just kind of took everyone on face value. So to hear what they were saying behind everyone's back, and how it all's played out, you know, you can get a better take on who these people are that you just spent 8 weeks in Sydney filming with.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes a very big big difference. One thing I do want to talk about that we have mentioned on the show already this morning is the attractive ratings last night and how disgusting I think that they were. What did you take from that? Do you think Channel 9 probably went a little bit step too far on it, or should they have not done it, or you were fine with it? Where do you sit?
Yeah, I think that, well, I didn't have to do that challenge because we were already on the rock, so they just gave us John, thank God. But I just think, I've been judged on appearance. Anyone that has been judged on appearance is, you know, it's the wrong thing to do. You know, you don't judge a book on its cover. You have to get down there, find out what it's about, and then decide whether you like that person or not. The challenge was, I don't rate it at all.
Fair. You agree with us then? Because I was like, I'm off maths a bit because of what they did last night.
Yeah, I didn't like it at all, that challenge.
Okay, fair enough. Good to see that you're kind of a little bit sane still after the whole experience. Married at First Sight does continue tonight on Channel 9. Thank you so much for joining us, Sam.
Thanks, guys.
Ballarat's Power 103.1 with Josh and Maddie.